Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with your hosts, Derek and Tiffany. Thanks for joining us again on a wonderful episode we have for you. Today we had the great opportunity to meet with a good friend of mine, Eric Humes, with Vegas Rooftop Realty. He's a local business here in Henderson, located over on Green Valley Parkway and Horizon Ridge. But before we get to Eric and hear all the wonderful things he's been doing with his business here in the city and with the real estate here in downtown, since we are all things about redevelopment, we want to know about what the redevelopment news and stuff that is happening in the redevelopment area. And so we welcome Tiffany here with us today to tell us about what's going on and what's happening in downtown these days.
Hello, everybody. There is so much happening, and hopefully you have been down to the Water Street District the past couple weeks. There have been events going on nearly every weekend. Coming up, we have our annual Art Festival of Henderson, May 13th and 14th. It's always a great idea to bring the family, bring mom out, give her Mother's Day gift while you're here. There's local artists, crafters, there's activities for the family, food and beverage, and you can also stop in at your favorite restaurants and places to cool down along Water Street while you're here checking out the vendors. There have also been the VGK watch parties on the plaza, and if there's not an official party, the game is always being broadcast on the large screen, so you and your family can just pack up a picnic and come on down.
Go Knights go, right?
Yes, we hope they go all the way this year.
Going all the way.
Hoping. And towards the end of May, we have Shakespeare's The Tempest in our Water Street Amphitheater, May 18th through the 22nd and 25th through the 27th. So if you have any questions or want more information on any of these events, check waterstreetdistrict.com/events for the most up-to-date information.
So there's a lot going on. This is the time of year to get out and check out all the fun things and fun activities and events happening here downtown and throughout the city. We in a lot of our other parks and other activities are going on. But we encourage you to come downtown, check out all the events coming on down here.
Right. Enjoy those couple great weeks of weather we get
right
before summer hits.
Before your car is too hot to touch doesn't cool off fast enough before you get to your next destination.
Exactly.
Well, with that, we'll turn to our interview with Eric today. Like I said, we had the opportunity to go visit Eric Humes at his office. Like I said, it was located over off Green Valley Parkway in Horizon Ridge. He has a nice office area there that we were able to go visit and check out. But Eric is a realtor here in town, and he has done a lot of business and has worked with a lot of individuals to sell and buy real estate. And he's even expanded his services to include management, rental management, and he has even gotten into the business of buying older properties and fixing them up and preparing them to resell to a new family or new individuals here in the city. And especially here within the downtown area, he has taken the opportunity to renovate several properties here in the downtown that we're excited to learn about.
I know. I think that even though his office is located on Horizon Ridge, I feel like his mobile office is here in the downtown.
He's here.
Sounds like he spends most of his days down here in the Water Street District,
managing properties and managing construction. And so, yeah, he's down here a lot. But let's take a minute, sit back, relax, and enjoy our interview with Eric Humes. Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with Derek and Tiffany. Today we have the great honor to be with one of my good friends, Eric Humes with Rooftop Realty. How are you today, Eric?
I'm doing phenomenal. Thank you for asking, Derek.
Well, thanks for coming on a podcast here to talk a little bit about your business and your things you do for the city of Henderson and all that you try to do to build our community, especially in redevelopment areas. We'll talk a little bit about some of your efforts and that you've accomplished within our downtown redevelopment area especially. So we'll start off a little bit, maybe talk about, you know, talk about you and about Rooftop Realty. How'd you get into real estate?
Well, I'm well known for my soothing voice, and so people like to just hear me talk, and myself included on that. And actually, how I got started in real estate was a mutual friend of ours had asked me in to help with the flipping of a house. Mm-hmm. And we were up until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning for like many days. And I kind of had a sense that that's the direction I wanted to go in, was real estate. And but I knew that that wasn't my first stop. So I had a couple other stops along the way to improve on my skill sets. And now it's been over 20 years, and that's what I've been, the only thing I found that I'm good at is real estate.
20 years, I guess that's, so that started about around 2004 is when you started Rooftop Realty, or did you start a little bit before then?
So I got licensed in July of 2003.
Okay.
We drove up to the San Francisco area, my wife and I, and I studied for the test on the way up, took the test on the way back. And started in real estate thereafter, and have just never looked back. So, originally, you know, the game plan was to get into more a corporatized function, okay, almost like a real estate of for a company.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up finding out that I actually enjoyed what I do and enjoyed and pretty decent at it.
Yeah.
And so I enjoyed going around showing people different parts of a house. The great thing about real estate, which people don't realize, is a lot of times, you know, we kid about my soothing voice, we kid about my ability to make people laugh, but being in real estate and being a retail agent is I get to have people as an audience for like, you know, 2 to 6 hours a day. And they get an opportunity to be my audience as I walk them through a house, and which is, can be really satisfying. So
I was going to say, having been part of your audience, because for the record, you have bought and sold homes for me. So I can attest to your demeanor and your presence as you are showing a home, and the enthusiasm that you provide and showing that home to your customer. So I'll give you a shout out for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Great job. Well, that's as I say, and you've grown, you know, you started Rooftop Realty in 2004. And so what kind of services does Rooftop provide? That what have you really found? Or, you know, look, I know you do residential, commercial. I don't know if you do industrial necessarily much, but
we don't do industrial much. That's not really our niche. We also offer staging. We offer interior design. We offer investment. We offer property management. And that's usually the common question. They're like surprised that we do property management. We actually manage quite a few properties within the Water Street District and mm-hmm. redevelopment. And part of that is helping those residents and owners maximize their position in the market, which bringing in great tenants into the Water Street District means also helps reinforce the businesses that are in Water Street. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely, that's one of our goals is when we looked at Water Street and over the years is, you know, what can we do to help, you know, help the businesses that are on Water Street, but also help the residents in the area have good access to facilities and restaurants and businesses that, you know, that they can start to work with each other and grow together. So I think we're getting close to having that a nice mix of both going on. And so that's amazing to be able to work with those tenants and those property owners. I know we have a large number of rental properties within the downtown area. So it's important to be able to have good management of those properties and to have good presence within the area. So
well, in a lot of the things you do that maybe you don't see directly is the culture, right? That's what you're building is the mm-hmm. culture, and so for us it's obviously a 1-to-1 basis in the fact that if you are building great culture in the Water Street District, it helps our jobs easier as well, right? So
yeah.
It makes, you know, our ability to bring in great tenants who will, a lot of our tenants are longtime occupants. Mm-hmm. And that's because they enjoy the facilities, the amenities that go along with Water Street. They enjoy the parade atmosphere. They enjoy being able to have, being able to walk the streets, having the gaslight, having a little bit of a flair, mm-hmm. or swag, you know. It really helps out not only for what you're trying to do, but it's a very, you know, it's a very symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they just go together, and you know, with the, all the improvements that have been going on in Water Street, it's definitely been helpful in being able to attract all those new residents and a lot more new residential properties that are coming up. And one thing we have seen, and something I know you've delved into, is I don't know if we dare call it flipping, but going in and buying some of these older properties that are dilapidated and have seen a lot of wear and tear, and going in and fixing them up. You know, we have seen a lot of those types of activities going on within the Water Street, and excited to see those opportunities, to see a little new life you know, put back into some of these old buildings that, you know, truthfully were not meant to really last this long.
They weren't. And so what a lot of people, you know, you talk about, you know, flipping can be a positive and a negative word, right? It can be, hey, positive if you're, hey, I made this much money. Negative, oh, they made so much money, right? The last property that we were able to, let's call it renovate, we actually brought the previous owners in before we put it on the market.
Really?
And she brought her entire family, a lot of them from out of state, to see what we had done to her house.
Oh, wow.
And one of the great things looking back, so our designer, who's Stage 7 Interior, Cherise Thompson, she had a great vision of being like an LA cottage, which in the totality of things, that not only improves the house, but improves the neighborhood as well. Mm-hmm. And what most people don't even realize, like some of the issues that you get with homes in that neighborhood is, A, number one, the bathroom count. Most of them only have one bathroom. Most of them have a washer and dryer outside. You have to go outside. People can't imagine right. like going out on the back patio.
Or the hot water heater's in the outside on the back patio.
Right. Or it's in a closet outside. Or and then you have some other actually bigger issues. Number one is a lot of those homes do not have insulation in the walls.
Yeah.
And which obviously lets in, you know, either hot or cold air, but also, you know, makes the home dustier inside. Mm. It's less soundproof. It can lead to a lot of other problems that we take for granted in newer homes. The other problem is, you know, what's their sewer issue? Mm-hmm. A lot of these older homes have never had sewer pipes replaced. Mm-hmm. And they may or may not have had different vegetation in the front yard. So those are all concerns that actually when someone is renovating, the other person, like one of the other companies that does a lot of, let's say, profitable renovations in the Water Street District, are friends of mine as well. And we've talked about it afterwards. Like, it's not just making the profit, it's also making the neighborhood better.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win culturally as well as it is financially. And like we have some other properties that are dilapidated where, you know, a lot of times people may not realize that older homes, if they haven't been profitably renovated correctly, the maintenance on these properties can eat you alive. You're like, hey, I want a fixer-upper. And then I see a lot of people will move into a fixer-upper, and 10, 15 years down the road, it's still a fixer-upper.
Yep.
And it's really hard to live in a fixer-upper, number one. Number two is most people don't realize, like, hey, if I don't do this all the time, if I'm not comfortable or I'm not knowledgeable enough, mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that they miss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know what? I've seen a lot of sinks to nowhere,
yeah,
which
right.
means, hey, I'm having a sink. There's a wall. Yeah, we wish we could have done that. another thing with some of the piping is, you get into the older Water Street District area, and that's like steel piping for the sewer lines. Those mm-hmm. are a lot of times those are 5-inch sewer line steel sewer lines that aren't up to current codes. They lead to corrosion. They lead to you know, infecting different parts. You have mostly copper throughout, and a lot of that copper has come apart, so it has minor leaks. And so a lot of the things, when you see a home that has been renovated correctly by like our company or some of the other companies that are real active in the Water Street District, they're doing a lot more than just making a profit. They're actually investing in the future. I personally, you know, have had family, I still have family members that live in the Water Street District. And so a lot of times when people are talking about, oh, let's just level the entire district and start over, is the great thing about it is you would lose the culture. And you lose a lot of the opportunities for creativity. That's another thing you get to see in these in the Water Street District homes is going back to what my designer said, having a like a LA cottage, right?
Right.
A lot of our homes in the LA County, if they were in the LA County, would you know be in the 100, you know, in the 700 plus range.
Right.
I mean, some of the lot sizes are ginormous.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times people don't realize, depending on the lot and what part and what street it's on, it may be an opportunity for a multifamily, which in the Las Vegas Valley is actually very, very rare. And so, and so there's a little bit of, it's almost like it, it gives you more colors to paint with. And that's where like a lot of people don't realize like, it's not cookie cutter. Absolutely not. Are there homes that are, that could use some profitable renovation? Absolutely.
Right.
But the city has done actually phenomenal things over the years. They've done a lot with the drainage. A lot of people don't realize that there used to be a pond in the Water Street District.
At the bottom?
Yeah, not at the bottom, but the where basic water is.
Oh, yeah.
And so now that wall has spikes on it, but I have countless stories of youth that used to climb those walls as kids and would use that, that they used to kind of be basically be a man-made pond there. And they would use that pond for their big swimming pool.
Oh, well, you know.
So, yeah, there's little things like that. Like there's a lot of improvement that I give credit to the city for. You know, we have the new, like some new Lennar development going in there. You have even, you know, you have a the recreation centers. You have the different dining experiences that you talked about earlier. Like that's really starting to blow up and give people, you know, Water Street used to be kind of a dark part of town. And really you guys have been able to turn around its nightlife to sparkle in its own way.
Yeah, that, I mean, you know, we definitely, like you said, we've definitely done a lot as a city to make that, you know, to make that transition and to make that transformation on Water Street. And one of the things we have, we don't talk about a lot within the city, but we have available for the downtown is a master plan document that, you know, oversees how we want to see development transpire. And really, that it turns out to be that it's really a framework that to allow property owners and developers to work within to give them that flexibility. And so that's what's exciting to, you know, to hear that we, you know, when we have, you know, individuals like yourself and companies like yours out there, you know, coming in and looking and saying, hey, there's cool things here we could do. You know, there's a lot of opportunities. That's exciting because, you know, that's what we're really looking for is that transformation of those properties, you know, whether it be transforming the home that's existing there or, you know, if it's so bad that it has to be torn down and you know, multifamily is a huge option that we, you know, we really highly promote down there is, you know, we would love to see more multifamily type development take place because that just still brings more people to the area. And so that's exciting to hear that. And some of the challenges you mentioned, yeah, those are definitely things that we've seen in our utility department. I know they just got done doing major upgrades to our water and sewer infrastructure, moving, you know, relocating them from, they took them from the street and put them in the alley. Or they took them from the alley and put them in the street. I can't remember. They did. I think they took them from the alley and put them into the streets.
Yeah. And people don't realize, you know, last year you had three municipalities that I can think of that were actually having water issues, having sewer issues. Like we take for granted that the fact that our sewers work very, you know, are highly efficient. We take for granted our water sources are well protected and provided by the city. We just take it for granted because it's been so successful for so long. So I can say as, you know, as a person in real estate who cares about where people live and how they live, that, you know, I, you know, when I see those stories come out, you know, you hear about Flint, Michigan, and it's like, you can't drink the water. You know, your toilet's probably going to back up. You know, you might want to dig your own hole. Then, it becomes a little, you're like, you know what, let me go turn my tap on for a little. Oh, you know what? Oh, it's so great here. And I'm not going to shovel 10 feet of snow.
You're right.
So
win-win both ways.
Yeah.
Considering the amount of water problems we have potential lack thereof, we do have pretty amazing water systems available to us and both coming and going. So it's true. And maybe transition a little bit, with that is kind of the another hat that you put on this year and becoming a residential developer, taking down.
When I meet with a client, and I've sold a lot of land in the city of Henderson, and I tell people like, hey, if they come from other parts of the country, a lot of people will pick a lot and then they'll pick a builder. And that doesn't really transpire a lot here. And I usually tell couples, I'm like, okay, well, who's going to be the part-time contractor overseer? And they think I'm kidding until they get into it. And then they call me back and say, hey, Eric, will you sell my lot? Because it's too much.
Yeah.
And so, being a developer, and right now we're doing a 10 spot, a 10 site, we call them half acre, Henderson half acres, but they're third acre lots.
Yeah.
Residential development. It's one thing it's a lot of work to just develop one home.
Yeah.
And we take for granted even the larger and more commercialized builders do. They just have a lot more of it. Mm-hmm. And anytime you do, like, it's a lot to build one home, now try to build 10 homes and develop a whole subdivision is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And, it helps you, gives you a lot of perspective of like, you talked about the master plan that Water Street has. Well, there's kind of a semi plan for most residential lots in the city of Henderson. And there's a reason for that because, we don't want incongruent growth, right? You don't want to have it's kind of like, having a landscape, great garden, and then there's one big ugly tree, right?
Right.
And so what I've learned as a developer, though, is the one thing is City of Henderson's pretty hands-on, right? So I can email, like we do back and forth. For some people, I get a lot of like, it can be so frustrating. But on the flip side is, on the long term, if you take back from the city's position of, hey, we're still going to be here even after you build this property, we need to make sure that the rest of the neighbors are protected as well.
Yeah.
And so being a neighbor and being a resident of Henderson, I can really appreciate that as well.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we try to look holistically at is, we do have maybe a project on a lot, and could we make it work? Absolutely. We can make that project work in a heartbeat. But what is that overall impact though to the surrounding community? And how is it going to fit in, and what's it going to look like? And is it really going to bring that, you talked about culture, is it really going to bring that culture to the area that we're looking for? And so that's important to us. And so I appreciate that, it's recognized out there that that's what we really work towards is a community that is engaging and has a feel to it. Our motto or live, work, and play in Henderson. And so, that's what we strive for in all aspects, not just on Water Street or not just in Green Valley or Inspirata or wherever you are, but as a community, that's our overall goals. And so, working, having businesses like yours, so this podcast is primarily for other business owners,
right?
And to reach out to them and to help them, see and know what else is going on in the community, knowing that it's a bigger, we are a much bigger community, especially within the business community, and the amount of effort that all the businesses are working together in some form or fashion to make that culture thrive and grow is exciting when it happens. And, but also to let the businesses know that they're not alone, that we're all in this working together. So that's
And going back to the development side is the city wants to help at least in my experience, you know, help the projects progress. Going back to whether you're building one home or you're building 10 homes, you're building, you know, a 300, you know, multifamily site unit, is the city's general interest is understanding the you know, the macro on that. So how is this going to benefit the city? How does this benefit the tax base? How much load is it going to be on the utilities? How much load is going to be on the education system? How much load is going to be on the traffic system? And so by knowing those and holding tight to those, because sometimes that can be an unpopular view, right? It'd be easier like, oh, if it was just 20 years ago, you know, we wouldn't have these issues.
Yeah.
But really, you know, moving forward, some of the great things about Henderson, right, the parks, the recreational facilities are all made possible by us collaborating together and being in sidestep with each other.
It's kind of interesting. I was having a conversation with someone, a friend of mine who lives down in Green Valley, just down off Paseo Verde, or actually lives up here off Horizon Ridge in the McDonald Ranch area. And but we were talking about like Dollar Loan Center, and downtown we have the Lifeguard Arena. You know, those are two new facilities that when they came in were... had a bit of controversy with them because, well, I don't think a lot of...
A bit?
Just a bit.
A bit? Like, I mean, I don't think people were, like, you know, burning stuff in the streets, but it was pretty contentious from where I was sitting.
I was trying to, you know, I was trying to massage it a little bit. Yeah, 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 that's... there was a... But in as in now, those two facilities are open, you know, it's kind of amazing how... the amount of popularity they have. I mean, the crowds that are drawn to them and the types of activities and events and, you know, especially with like downtown and Lifeguard, that place is, you know, it's busy all day long with hockey and all sorts of,
events. My nephew plays in quite a few leagues down there, and to understand like just how nice of a facility that is to give kids an opportunity to play a sport. So like, we grew up here, and I would have never imagined the day where, you know, hockey was totally, you know, part of the, you know, Las Vegas fabric.
Right.
And, you know, my nephew, he absolutely loves it.
Like, yeah.
That's what he wanted for his birthday was more hockey gear. Like, and so to understand that the value of that is, you know, kind of like baseball back in the day. You know, Henderson is quietly known as a baseball team. You know, remember when CSN won the national championship, Basic won a national championship. You know, you have different schools throughout the Henderson Valley that have been, and even the Las Vegas Valley that have been major into baseball.
Yeah.
And now you're starting to see like hockey teams come out of Las Vegas and Henderson that are, you know, making, you know, regional and probably hopefully someday some national waves because the athletes that were able to have an opportunity and come out here and play, and Lifeguard's a big part of that.
Yeah, and that's the exciting part. And the Dollar Loan Center, just piggybacking along on that one, is you know, just turned into a year-round facility now where before the pavilion was seasonal at best. But then now we have that facility that have all sorts of sporting activities and events going on.
Get
and concerts
to the restaurant
and,
early. That's, you know, for those that don't know, get to the restaurant early. And even some of the eateries that are available at the Dollar Loan Center are great too. Like, it's not just, what do you want to call it, popcorn and pretzels?
No,
you
know,
it's
not, they have like four or five different vendors in there that serving food. So it's good.
Yeah, and it's affordable too. That's what I love about it. So once again, it's kind of like a family first for the city of Henderson. They're like, hey, families are going to be coming to here, and it's tickets that you can afford.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Been talking too long.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you talk about food. I'm gonna maybe wrap up here on that idea that, you know, we talked a lot about Water Street. We've got a lot of new restaurants on Water Street. Do you have a favorite?
I like some of the views. What's the Bones one that has the patio upstairs? Has the three
Street Burger?
Yeah, Street Burger. Our favorite though is like Juan's.
Yeah,
you know, and it's the culture, it's the energy. Like I've actually been to other Juan's, like even before Juan's came to Water Street, and I was like, oh, big deal. The Juan's on Water Street is different.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of our company birthday lunches and lunches all the way down at Juan's.
Yeah.
just because the quality of service, the culture. I'm not one to go around, you know, I don't like to go to Target or Costco or Wands just to see people I know, you know.
You can't go many places without seeing someone you don't know, so.
You know, there have been a couple of occasions where I may have walked into, to Wands or another Henderson establishment, and I may have, you know, said hi from across the room, you know. I just figure, you know, an opportunity to hear my voice is an opportunity to make someone smile. So,
well, we appreciate your willingness to put yourself out there and to lighten someone's day and make them that much happier.
So. I appreciate having you guys out today. This has been phenomenal for us.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to a lot of new good things in the future from you guys, and hopefully you'd get some more homes downtown to renovate and
working on it,
bring them around so yeah. We can put some new residents in there for us.
Trying.
All right. Thanks, Eric, for coming on.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it. Thanks, Tiffany.
Welcome back from that wonderful interview. We appreciate Eric taking his time to sit down with us, invite us into his office. He has a beautiful office if you're interested in going over there. Again, Rooftop Realty is the name of the business, and so go check him out. But we really appreciate his time and sitting down with us and getting to hear about all the exciting things he has going on in his business. Like I said, he does he's bought and sold homes for individuals for over a decade now, but he's also jumped into the business of being a real estate developer and also we use the term flipper, but someone who purchases older.
Profitable renovation, I believe, is the new term I learned from Eric today.
Profitable renovations.
But we did get to see some photos and videos of some of these renovations he's done, and they were stunning.
Especially on some of the smaller homes that here in the downtown townsite areas. It's amazing. These homes have been here for a long time and have had renovations done to them that may not have been legal the whole time. But he has definitely come in and they have got a design team put together that will come in and redesign and update the homes and make them more energy efficient and
maximize the space
and turn it into that, what he called an LA cottage, was what I believe it was. So it was pretty exciting to see that what can the option opportunities there are that to come in and renovate some of these smaller homes in the area. And so I don't know, what'd you think, Tiffany?
I'm ready to buy one of them. They're great. They're so beautiful. And then you're walkable. You're in walking distance to all of our events, all of our great restaurants, everything we have going on in the Water Street District.
So I don't know how much more we can sell that for you, for you guys. If you want to come down here and find a home and renovate. And
it's the place to live.
Place to
Now's
live.
The time to buy down here. Yep. Or for you, those of you that are interested and qualified, now's the time to profitably renovate some of these houses. Yeah. We need a bigger housing base downtown, more residents. So,
always an opportunity,
right?
To come downtown. We have a lot of new projects that are coming online for residential. But as we found out, there's a lot of opportunities to take advantage of some of our older products that are in the area and renovate those and make them something that's quaint and cool for the downtown. So anyways, thanks again, Eric, for sitting down with us and sharing your story and all things real estate related here in the Henderson area. And so we wish you the best of luck, and maybe we'll have you again on in the future. But
and if you want to reach out to Eric and his team to talk more about their services, what they have available, not just real estate but property management, development, the whole gamut really, visit vegasrooftops.com.
VegasRooftops.com. That's right. So, excellent. Well, thanks again, everybody, for taking a minute to sit in and listen in on our interviews. We're still having a good time going out and meeting you as the business owners in our redevelopment areas. And so we'll throw the invite out there that if you are interested and would love to have us come meet with you, we would love to come meet with you and have you on one of our episodes. And so please reach out to me. You can get my email at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. That's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at cityofhenderson.com. And we can set up a time to come to your business and hear your story of what good things you're providing for the city's residents and visitors to the area. And so, again, thanks again for listening in. And again, we'll just throw out, come on down to downtown. Check it out, downtown Henderson, all the wonderful events going on over the next several weeks and months. And so,
and the new events, not new events, I'm sorry, we talked extensively about events, but the new restaurants and businesses that will be opening over the next few months. Come down and check those out as well.
Yep, and tune back in. We'll keep reporting on when those restaurants are opening up and coming online, and so we're excited. So thanks again. We look forward to be with you again in the future. Till then.